Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce, and you're listening to the world famous
Hollywood and Friends on Hampton Blue Radio.
Yo. What up, though? It's your boy Hollywood. And today is September 11th, 2016. Hollywood and Friends, we're here every Sunday at 12 noon. Vanilla won't be with us today, but we may have Miss Judy joining us shortly. But, yeah, we're here every Sunday. Today, we're going to be chopping it up about this now historic event that is 9/11, September 11th. We're going to be discussing where we were during that time when the attacks on the World Trade Center just happened in New York. You guys are welcome to chime in at any point, or hit us up on our social media at I Am Hollywood, at Hampton Blue Network, just BLU, or at facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. We'll be reading responses throughout the whole show, or call us up 646-716-8544, or press 1 if you happen to be on the line at any point. So we're talking about that. We're also going to be chopping it up about Fashion Week. It's Fashion Week here in New York, and what makes this Fashion Week different from any other Fashion Week. And also Kanye West Season 4 runway show has some funny meme-worthy moments. We're going to talk about that. Also, we spoke about Kaepernick, the football player who sparked I should say the discussion on our national anthem when he decided to take a knee during one of the preseason games. But now there's a lot of athletes that's showing support that's not, they're not even only all black, and is not only football. There was a soccer star that took a knee during one of her games. But even though a lot of athletes are joining Kaepernick in this fight for social injustice, at what cost? Because some of them might be losing endorsements behind it, and it's like, is it worth it? Will this deter future athletes from trying to join Kaepernick? We're going to chop it up about that.
It sounds like it's making you stressed out behind it. Like,
Miss Judy, ladies and gentlemen, what up?
What up?
Happy you could be here. Thank you for joining.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yo, I'm so.
Welcome
I'm like,
to the
I don't
party.
Know how I'm. I got like the illest headache right now. But I'm.
I don't
I'm,
know. So
I'm
what
making
you
it.
Did?
Last night was mad real. So I'm gonna say.
It's always mad real when I'm not around. I be thinking you lying. Like, either you lying or you not doing nothing because I'm there. Because I never had a mad real moment. Like,
nah, I don't know.
Besides when we was younger.
I don't know. It could be a combination of 5 hours of sleep on top of last night being mad real. But have you ever taken... Oh, wait, let me just finish telling the people what we're going to be talking about.
If you had 5 hours of sleep last night, then it wasn't mad real. You should be just getting in if it was mad real.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
But real quick, before we go into that, we're going to be talking about Designer as well. You know the rapper, Panda. He was arrested and charged, but then released. We're going to talk about what happened with that. Part of me feel like it was like a setup in some way, but we're going to talk about that. The Galaxy Notes exploding and how it may affect your way of travel if you have one. A bunch of other shit, but...
what you mean? What that got to do with anything?
Just think the hoverboards and how those batteries was exploding and they decided to...
Oh, yeah. I forgot how it happened.
So... Yeah.
But listen, I got a question, but I'm going to wait.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, like I said, at any point, you guys want to chime in, hit us up, 646-716-8544, or press 1 if you happen to be on the line already. So about last night, have you ever taken, like, the back seat to the night and just, where you had, like, zero control and you just went along for the ride, so to say? Have you?
What?
I said, have you ever, like, just taken, like, the back seat to the night? Like, you had no control over what was going to happen. You just was, like, going along for the ride.
Who, you?
I'm asking you, have you ever
had a night like that?
Yeah.
That sounds like a movie, but I don't know. You know.
What up?
You know my nights be crazy, so.
That was me last night. Normally, I'm like the one planning shit, or it's my decision on what,
well,
like, you know, where we're going.
That
but
explains
maybe
it all.
That's why. So last night, for a friend's birthday, I'm not gonna say how old she turned, but I basically just went along. It was her birthday.
You act like
it was,
you said her name or something.
It was a group of us, and I went along. So I went to Mr. Child's for the first time last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of overrated. It's hella expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But that was cool. Tried some. I was super out of my comfort zone with that one. You know, I don't eat nothing. But I was willing to try whatever, so that happened. Then went to, it was basically like club hopping, which is another thing I've never done before. I'm literally just there.
Welcome.
One spot, stayed there for like an hour. The nigga's like, oh, yo, we ready to leave. I'm like, oh, okay, the night is over. And then I hear them giving the cab directions to somewhere else. I'm like, wait, hold on. So there's another place? And we went to another club. Stayed there for like an hour. I went to another club. And I'm like, this is crazy. And at each spot, niggas getting bottles and all that. It just was like so crazy.
That sounded like fun.
Yeah,
but
it was fun.
Like,
yo, real
life.
Quick though, I heard your life. Real quick, one of the places we went to was I think it's called Pier 49. It was Alexander Wang. He's the designer. Had like this big ass thing called Wang Fest.
Yeah.
If you just hashtag Wang Fest, and you could probably see all the craziness. So for one, as soon as I walked in, designer was actually on stage performing.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
This guy, Alexander Wang, got the, he had a McDonald's truck, a 7-Eleven truck, a Slurpee truck, and all these other trucks, and everything was free.
Oh, that's dope.
Literally, you go walk up to the McDonald's truck, and you order in whatever you want, and they just handing it to you. You go to the Slurpee truck, you're getting it. The 7-Eleven truck, it looked like a newsstand mixed with how it would look inside of the actual 7-Eleven. And you could just go in there and just take whatever you want. It looked like the end of the world, like World War Z, something where, like, you know, niggas just, like, grabbing any and everything, like, to survive. Niggas grabbing Starburst and Skittles and
not
and
sure that
out of
this
the
is
thing.
Real, right?
And you just like, see mad empty boxes from the rim of the the
not
after
sure
effects.
If this is real.
Bruh.
Y'all better
like,
watch
yo.
Out. Y'all being distracted. They probably put something in that food and shit. Stay woke.
Stay woke. But yeah, that was super dope. Just hashtag
look, that's a look. That's a hater. That's a hater. Y'all better watch out. Stay woke. Stay woke.
Oh, man. What'd you do this weekend?
Babysit. I had went to see my brother and his wife or whatever, and I saw my niece because I haven't seen her in a while because I'll be working so much, and I just found out my brother having another baby, so I'm be an aunt again. I'm so happy, and I let my two nieces meet for the first time.
I seen the picture actually.
Or whatever, yeah, they look so cute. They was playing around, they fought with each other and stuff like that. But my niece acts just like me, so she's like a little bully, like she's tough.
Nigga said a little bully.
She's just like mad tough and stuff, and she's like, she works out and shit, like it's crazy, because she only two. She be working out. Because both my brother and his wife, they both personal trainers, like the real deal.
That means, okay.
Like the real deal.
Oh, yeah,
not
seen
none
her.
Of this rinky dink.
I seen her like climbing stairs and shit.
Yeah, there are three flights, baby. There's three flights right there. She be doing her hang. She be hanging and stuff. Like she real about her shit. Going up the slide backwards. I'm like, she's too little for that. She be running. She real about her
early.
Shit. She take her shit serious, son.
Ready, open, like no weakness. All strip, no
right.
Weakness.
That's gonna be her. But yeah, so we had fun. I got my nephew with me, my daughter. So we had fun. We took the kids to this ball last night. It was mad funny because they was mad little and there's all these adults.
Right, I'm like, what? What?
They let us in. They let us in.
What the fuck kind of bar was this?
They let us in. It was like a barbecue joint. It's for Brother Jimmy's.
Yeah, so I can report them. Now let me stop.
They let us in. Fuck it. Anyway. It's not funny, right? Because my niece is running around the ball and stuff.
Crazy.
It was funny. But her mother was, you know, right behind her. You know, nothing like that. But we just wanted to get something to eat and stuff like that. Kids ate free. You can't help that. Like, oh, let's
well,
let
I
us
mean,
in.
If they're offering that, then yes.
Obviously, they're allowed, right?
Right.
So, I did that. Nothing really crazy. I worked a lot. I worked all week. That's all I wanted to do. Everybody was out. There was a Henny Fest in Coney Island. I ain't have no interest in them in that. I just wanted to be with my family, so that's what I did.
Yeah, I seen Young and May was there.
Ooh.
I seen her out there in Coney Island.
Everybody was up there.
But let's move on to, we're going to like switch gears completely to get into this question of the day, which is something we do every week. It's something new, but this week is in honor of September 11th. So we're asking people, where were you the morning of September 11th? 2001. So again, you're welcome to chime in at any point, 646-716-8544, or press 1 if you happen to be on the line already. Ms. Judy, where were you?
Actually, I was home, pregnant.
Wow. How did you find out about it?
My daughter, I was about to tell you, my daughter's father was making me breakfast, and somebody called me and told me to change the TV to channel 11. So I was like, all right. So I changed the TV, and that's when I saw one of the planes hit the building. It was the second one.
Wow.
And we was like, oh, shit. But we thought it was a movie. And my little father started laughing and stuff, took him out. Yo, this, what is this? Like, we thought it was a movie. We really thought it was a movie.
Wow.
So when we found out it was real, that's when, like, the building started falling. We was like, oh, that's crazy, because before I was found out I was pregnant, I was supposed to work in one of the buildings as a security guard.
Wow.
So I found out I was pregnant, so I didn't want to. My cousin actually worked in the building, and she was pregnant with twins, and she worked in one of the stores, but she was sick that day, so she didn't go. She didn't go in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stories like that are always eerie.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like I was supposed to be there. I was supposed to be on that flight. Or like any little story like that
right.
is just like, wow. Like that's just crazy.
Cause who misses a flight? Like who really misses the state flight?
Right.
Everybody
it's
be real
like
serious
was,
about their flight.
Yeah. I know. For me, I was still in school. I was on my way to school actually. I remember about to leave out and the living room TV, seeing just like two towers and seeing one with smoke coming from it. And it was just like breaking news. But, you know, I ain't think nothing of it too crazy. I'm like, oh, wow, damn, that's a big ass fire. Like, I didn't know anything about a plane or anything. Leave out, go to school, sitting in there. And then, you know, we have like cell phones and all that, the internet all crazy. So nobody really knew what was going on, but then the teachers started saying a plane just hit the second tower, and this is the second plane, and everybody just was like frozen, like, wait, what? Like, so that was a plane that hit the first one, and now you're telling me another plane hit the second one?
I'm mad that you waited all the way to school.
Right.
And nobody said nothing.
Yeah, because it was just, it literally just had happened. Like, I probably was late, you know, nah, but it literally, like, just had happened in that moment. So when I left, it was only one building hit. So by the time I got there, that's when we found out all the rest. But we couldn't leave. They wouldn't let us leave or anything. And then they finally let us leave. And then I get home and looking at the news, and that's, you just seen all the craziness. And it's just like still frozen and not knowing what's next. Like, if they just took two towers out, the biggest towers in the city, with airplanes, like, what's next? And then you find out about the Pentagon and all this. I'm thinking, like, it's doomsday. Like, what's going on?
That was crazy.
So we got some responses from people on our social media, from Yasmin on Facebook. She said, I overslept for school, and I woke up like, Ma, why didn't you wake me up? And my sister and mom were watching the news already. I heard they forced students to stay in school, like me, what I just said, and everyone was pissed. I'm glad I overslept because I would have freaked out being anywhere but home when that happened. I remember that paper and checks from there reached Neptune Avenue. Oh, yeah, because she's from Coney Island, and that is true, too. I'm going to finish reading that thing.
What?
I remember that papers and checks from there reached Neptune Avenue. It's right across the water, and I guess the wind blew it. It felt so crazy knowing it was so close to home. That part was definitely true, because we literally had the papers landing in Coney Island. Like, I could see the city from my window, but it's not that close.
Right.
Like, to think that these papers from this building was coming all the way, traveling all the way over there, that was just, like, surreal. Lorenzo says, I worked at a printing company at the time when news came down that a plane had struck one of the towers. About 20 minutes later, someone walked in by my workstation and said a second plane crashed into the other tower. I knew then this was an attack. I worked about 60 hours that week as we had to wait for the magazines such as Time and Newsweek to return to press and change covers and get the news story. That was our Where Were You When? Just as our grandparents knew when JFK was assassinated. There's certain events, you know, there's certain events where you just never forget where you were when it happened.
Right.
And this is definitely one of those things.
I was so thankful to be home that day.
Definitely. Because even just being in the city alone, it was chaos. Like, you could see the aftermath. Like, even watching these videos today, it still kind of give me goosebumps.
Right.
Like, when you seen the smoke, like, just billowing and people running, trying to get away from it, and it's coming from, like, left and right, and you just see people covered in soot.
Yep.
Like, crazy. I'm going to read one more, then we're going to move on to the other topics of the day, and then I'm going to get back into more responses a little bit later. But this one is from Gene. He says, I was conducting an ALG class. ALGIL class? I don't know what that is. To a full classroom of freshmen, the principal came on the PA and alerted us to turn on the TV because a plane had just hit the first tower. Then, of course, we watched in horror as the second tower was hit. Then I had a classroom of very frightened kids who I had just calmed by telling them that the first one could be pilot error or plane malfunction or just a stray crazy person act and not an attack on our country. Suddenly it was clear to all that we were indeed under attack and in a horrible way. It was a very stressful day as we followed the continuing horror while I tried to assure them that they were not in immediate danger in Louisville, Kentucky. So many had military parents, so the threat of having to go to war was even heavier. Awful. So like I said, we're going to be reading more responses later on. You guys are welcome to hit us up as well. But speaking of 9/11, did you know that the this is going to make you feel wild old. It's making all of us feel wild old. Like, this is going to be the first year where freshmen are learning about 9/11 as an historic event that happened before they were born.
Wow.
Like,
that's crazy.
That's crazy. Make niggas feel like I'm like 50.
This is a part of history.
Right. This is going to be history lessons as an historic event that happened before you were even here.
Right.
Like,
I remember when I was getting ready to eat some french fries with eggs. That's what I wanted. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah. Another thing about this, before we move on to the next topic, which is shocking regarding this, is the House just okayed a bill allowing 9/11 victim families to sue Saudi Arabia for their role in the attacks. They're saying Obama is likely to veto it. And the reason why they are trying to pass this is because, according to them, 15 of the 19 terrorists involved in the 9/11 terror attacks were Saudi nationals. So, but what's so weird about this is, if they allow this, I think it's going to be like a snowball effect, because now I think people are going to be suing the United States or trying to, you know, like if we're allowed to sue Saudi Arabia, that's going to open the door for people to sue us or other countries who, like, you know, are involved in acts.
That's type crazy though, but I feel them.
Yeah. Crazy. Right, let's move on to you know, we spoke about let's talk about this, Anna. So you heard that he was arrested, right?
Right, that seemed kind of suspect. The story didn't even sound right, like.
They were saying that he was in the SUV, a bunch of him and his friends, and there was another car involved. And they got into, like, some road rage type of incident where they was yelling back and forth at each other. And the other car claims that Dizana pulled out a gun and pointed it at them and then sped off. And they were able to get the license plate. So they called the cops, gave them the license plate. And the cops stopped Dizana's SUV, like, some blocks later. And I was just like, when
in the car, they had drugs and what, guns?
Right.
Loose pills. They said loose pills.
Yeah,
and
like Xanax.
Yeah. So he was saying, I seen when he got released, he was like, we don't got to do that no more. I don't got to do that no more. He was like, they trying to hold me, whatever. I don't know what the fuck he was saying, but all I know was that he was saying, I don't got to do that no more. Everything else is like,
I'm so mad because I definitely wanted to play that clip today, but it completely slipped my mind. But that shit was so funny. like, I'm happy he was able to clear that up because I understood, like,
it's because he's from Brooklyn. Every time it's always, they always try to keep a nigga down from Brooklyn.
Yo.
Always.
It was so crazy. For one, I was like, nah, whoever was in that other car, they tried to set him up. And you know how Dizana always is like, I was like, maybe that's what they thought was a gun. Right? Like, he's in the window. He's like,
I knew where you was going with that.
And they probably was like, oh, my God, he has a gun. Like, meanwhile, it's just his sound effects.
No, you're an idiot.
So, but peep this. TMZ reported it, right? And they was talking about, they was saying the charges he got. And they, like, he got charged with possession of drugs with intent to sell and a loaded firearm, but they never found the firearm. And I'm like, how can you charge someone with possession of a loaded firearm if you don't have it? Talk about from witness testimony. And I'm like, can you do that? Can I just say you got a knife and you get charged with having a knife?
Idiot.
Like, oh, he could have got rid of the gun. Like, nah, y'all got to find the gun.
How? How, Slay?
So, of course, that charge was dropped, as well as a lot of the other charges were dropped once his lawyers got involved. And, like, if y'all get out of here with this, these accusations.
Ridiculous and disgusting.
And they said most of the charges were dropped, including the drugs one, because they say that all they found was a couple of Xanax in the middle glove console, whatever you call that shit.
Yeah.
And they said that one of the people in the car had a prescription for it. So did that go? But it goes back to what you were saying. Like, I feel like they just be trying.
Yeah. They be targeting people from Brooklyn, like, dead ass. Come on, Troy ass. Bobby Smurda. It's like the cops is in on it.
Yeah, that
you
whole
know?
Situation was a little
wicked,
weird and set up sounding. Speaking of Bobby Smurda, you know he just accepted a plea deal. That's going to happen
for 7 years. Well, he was seeing life, right?
He was looking at life, right? I want to say he was facing life, and had he took it to trial, it was a chance he would have lost, I guess. So that's why maybe his advisors told him, like, you better just take this plea deal. And what's crazy is everyone involved during when he got arrested, which was 2014, they all had to accept it or none of them could accept it. Like, they all had to agree. Some good news out of it, if there could be any good news out of it, is they're gonna, what's the word? Credit. He's gonna get credit for time served.
Oh, okay.
So, since he was in there from 2014, he only got to do 5 more years.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so, and it seemed like in jail lingo, you do like what, half of that normally if you're on good behavior. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know either.
I couldn't tell you.
But people really do like the full sentence.
Yes, sir.
So we'll see.
Poor thing.
But he pled guilty to 4th-degree conspiracy and 2nd-degree to criminal weapons possession.
Wow.
He's young, though, right? I don't know how old he is, but he's pretty young. In 5 years, he might still be in his 20s.
Is he even 21?
I don't know. He might. I mean, I just know he's young. So, I mean, he should still be okay. Remy did what?
I was about to say the same thing. I was about to say, Remy, look how fast she came. Well, it was fast to us, but probably not to her. So I'll take that back. But
yeah, that was nine. That shit seemed long. I remember thinking, like, damn, when Remy coming home? Like, it seemed like the longest bit ever.
Because she was already in jail before. She was in jail already.
But look at her now.
On top.
She's all the way up. But, let's move on to it's Fashion Week.
Moving along. It's Fashion Week.
Are you doing anything? Have you done anything? Are you dressing a little extra because it's Fashion Week?
No, I ain't you.
Niggas said, I ain't you. Nah, I'm not that guy. I dress extra every day. but are you into fashion, though? So that's a given.
No, I ain't.
Stop front.
Nigga, I just put what I want on. That's it. How I feel.
Your closet is just like mine.
No, I'm actually. I just gave some stuff away. I just want a whole new joint. Like, I want a whole new. I want some all new clothes.
Yeah, I feel you. is the struggle. Like, it's amazing when you have so much clothes, how it still takes you the longest to, like, find something to wear.
You can't find nothing to wear. The least you have, the more options you come up with.
It's crazy.
The more you
it's
have,
like
it's
like
hard.
Struggle.
It's like you want to wear everything, right?
I want to wear everything.
Because you know you only can get a couple of wears out of some things before people start talking shit. So it's like, I either wear it with this or I wear it with that because I only get two wears out of it. Why is it like that? Like, you know, it's crazy because social media is getting expensive. Like, for real. It's getting expensive because if you take a picture with something, it's like, nah, I don't want to wear that.
Just don't take a
you
picture
know, people,
with it the next time
people
you
wear it. People saw me with that on already. Or you see somebody with something on, you be, I mean, you see somebody like, damn, she wore that shit already. Like, damn.
I do. When you know you got those certain things that's like a one-time only type of thing because it stands out too much, mm-hmm. I just wear it in another state and don't take pictures.
Right. So, or that's what another thing girls say. Oh, I can wear that dress I wore. Look, I can wear that dress I wore. Ain't nobody see me with that on. I ain't take no pictures. Since when was that? Like...
The struggle.
Right.
Like, the amount of money we both would save if we just was, like, minimalist and wore, like, just the same black jeans all week and had, like, two black T-shirts, son, I would be a thousandaire.
A thousandaire.
Over. Multi-thousandaire.
Well,
like,
I'm glad I have to wear uniforms, so I save a lot of clothes now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Yeah. And now my daughter, she got to wear uniforms, so she's going to be saving a lot, too.
I've seen somebody post about that, like, I wish my kids wore uniforms, because
nah.
It should save money.
Not the uniforms that my daughter got to wear. Because it's the school. You can't just go to the regular store and get a... You got to go to Flynn O'Hara's. It's the uniform store for all the charter schools. I mean, they have the uniforms in the school, too, but, you know, you can't go nowhere. You can't go to, like, one of these little kiddie stores and get a white shirt and try to put the name. No, they want this.
Mm-hmm.
Some schools, they make the kids... wear the same everything, shoes, book bag, everything.
Right, those square-toed front shoes.
I'm telling you, and they got to get it from that store that I just said.
I remember when they first was saying that, when they first brought on school uniforms, I was tight. And the reason why they brought it on is because of, like, bullying and shit, I think there was. And they wanted... Because if you all dressed alike, then you can't, like, make fun of somebody because they don't have the latest Jordans and shit.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do now. That's the thing. Our day and age, kids got to dress the same.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they started that when I was in, like, the fourth grade uniform.
Yeah.
And we hated it. And we was like, oh, it'll feel like a funeral. Everybody slow dragging, got on the same thing.
I definitely like, my junior high school had uniforms, black white shirt, black bottoms.
Yeah, we went to the same junior high school, jerk.
No. Yeah.
We was in school together. Duh.
Yeah, that was kind of it wasn't good then, but I understand it now.
But they was like on some regular white shirt, black pants, and people was coming in with whatever they wanted to wear. You know what I'm saying? I know when they started the uniform policy when I was in elementary school, I used to sneak jeans to school. And then when I used to get to school, I used to take the jumper off and just wear my shirt and the jeans. Sorry, Mom.
Yo, but speaking of fashion and Fashion Week, what makes this Fashion Week different than any other Fashion Week is, you know, and I never really understood it, but it's two Fashion Weeks throughout the year. There's one, like, in, like, the springtime, and then there's one now in fall. And usually the fall fashion shows will be showing spring shit, spring and summer stuff.
Right.
So when you're seeing it on the runway, but you got to wait all the way, you know, 5-6 months before it's in stores. And then the fashion weeks that's in the springtime, they're showing fall shit. So it's the same thing. You got to wait. But a lot of designers decided to do ready-to-wear stuff this
okay.
fashion week. So the things that you're seeing on runways, you can go to the store right now and cop. So a lot
okay.
of people was, you know, digging that because, you know, they ain't had to wait, you know, while long, and people forget about it and all that. So that's kind of a cool difference about it. Also, let's talk about Kanye West and his season
let's
4
talk
runway
about
show.
It. First of all, I wasn't here last week,
yeah.
so I ain't get to talk about the VMAs.
Oh, we ain't really even talk about it, actually. But
oh. And I ain't talk about TT. Woo! But, yeah, let's talk about Kanye West. Let's talk about it.
What you thought?
Horrible. I love you, Kanye, but you should have just acted like that was supposed to happen. Like, but knowing the shit that come out of Kanye's mouth, he'd be like, no, it happened, it happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then this is what happened. This is just going to make me work on my perfection. Perfect it. You know how he's reacting when he's going, right? So he going to justify his mistakes. That's all.
Low key, I be trying to see, like, to notice, like, well, for one, I never seen any Yeezus season 1, 2, 3, or now 4 in any store. Have you ever seen?
No.
It's like, where is it?
I seen replicas.
Like, where is it? Like, or maybe we too broke to know.
Right.
The
maybe we don't go
in
the right in. Stores.
Right.
Right.
Because, like, I don't understand. But the funniest shit that happened during Yeezy season 4 was, I'm guessing these girls were too late or arrived too late to get their right shoe sizes. So they
right.
had to get the leftovers. So now they're trying
is
to work on
true?
This runway. That's the only explanation that I could come up with in my head as to why. Because you cast me. If you cast me, you should know my measurements and you should know my size and
right.
you should have my right size, right? So why am I popping up to do this runway show and you handed me a size 6 and I'm an 8?
Right.
Did I get the last dibs? Like, oh, damn, we didn't order enough. Here, you're going to have to make these work.
Right.
Or you're out the show. And it's like, it's Kanye. It's my big moment. I'm going to squeeze my foot into these shoes.
Well, did you see homegirl? Did you see homegirl who turned around? She was looking for help. Like,
help. And the girls behind her was like, you on your own.
You on your
bruh.
Own.
You ain't about to ruin my chances of season 5.
Right? Help. They had to walk her off the stage, though.
That shit was the funniest thing in the world, and I definitely
ever.
Used it as an opportunity
ever.
To create wild memes. If y'all go to @HollywoodAndFriends on Instagram, you can see the memes that was created behind that. One girl was like, fuck it. She just took the shoes off.
She did?
Yeah. It was in one of the clips
I
sent you.
I see that.
You could see her wobbling, and then she just stopped and just took them off. But then the clips ended, so I don't know what happened next. Like, did she just walk the rest with no shoes on?
Like,
or
did she get paid?
Or did she get paid? Like, or did she just say, fuck it, and just quit and just got on a boat? Because it was in the middle of, what was
you
it,
seen
Governor's
the girl,
Island?
They were sitting
Island.
Down with the boots rolled down, them plastic-ass boots.
Yeah.
Crazy. Shout out to Kanye.
Fast shots to Kanye. You just need to lower those prices. Some.
So we could get that bullshit.
No done. Oh, man, yo. I'm starving. We gotta hurry up.
Word up. I'm about to hit the mall.
Yo, let's get into more responses for the question of the day, which is, where were you on the night of September 11, 2001, the infamous terror attacks on the World Trade Center? I have Leah. She says, I was at work and someone listening to the radio said that a plane hit the World Trade Center building, and we thought, oh, that's too bad. Must have been a small engine plane. Then the second plane hit, so we checked the internet to find out it was two commercial planes. Panic set in. My dad had flown on one of his weekly day trips to Jersey. My whole family tried to call him multiple times for what seemed like an eternity. My sister-in-law finally got in touch with him and then us. Because I lived in the D.C. metropolitan area, there was a lot of false reports of other planes attacking other buildings. One of those reports was that a plane hit the USA Today building in Roslyn. My fiance of about 9 days worked right beside that building, so I was frantic calling him also. I just remember being so afraid to leave work that day because I thought they'd start bombing the highways too. But I made it home safely. My dad drove home in a rental from Jersey, and we all went to church that evening.
Wow.
Yeah, that was another thing I thought too. I thought it was small plane at first. I know Stacey, our producer, she has her experience. Stacey, where were you on September
11th? I was at my apartment in Hampton, Virginia, getting ready for school, about to go to class at Hampton University. You know, I usually have the news on when I wake up. So all I heard the anchorman saying was like, oh, no, oh, no. And I looked. I'm like, what's happening? You know, I see this plane about to hit a building, you know, the World Trade. And I think, I guess, by the time I turned on the news, this was the second plane hitting. So, you know, his oh, no, I think was, oh, this is not just a plane crash. You know, I think we later found out that initially they thought it was like a plane crash, small engine, whatever. Mm-hmm. But once that second plane hit, it was like, okay, yeah, this is terrorism. But I went into panic mode when the Pentagon was hit, because just a week prior, you know, I was in D.C. with some friends going to the Hampton Howard game, and my dad drove us to the game, and we passed the Pentagon, and he specifically was like, yeah, I'm going to have a big meeting here, you know, next week.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't remember if he said Tuesday or Wednesday, but I know he said, you know, it was definitely in the beginning of the week. And I called him, and I couldn't reach him. I couldn't reach my mother. I couldn't reach anybody. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I just went into panic, thinking he was in the Pentagon. Luckily, he called at about 4 p.m. that day. And, of course, you know, I didn't go to class. You know, I was fine. Because I had to walk outside. Like, I was that nervous that he was in the Pentagon. But, you know, luckily he wasn't. His meeting was actually going to be the next day. But we did have some friends or family friends who did die at the Pentagon.
Wow.
One of my my uncle's mentors, it hit his office, like, bam, right there.
Wow.
So, you know, and then my mom also panicked. Her sister called her school. My mom's a teacher, and one of her students' father was in one of the planes that hit the Pentagon, and she couldn't, the teachers were instructed not to tell the students what was happening, actually. So I guess the students didn't find out, obviously, because they went home. But, you know, it's a horrible time in my, you know, my prayers go out to the families who are still affected, of course. And there are people who died even afterwards because the first responders, a lot of them, you know, got cancer and all that type of stuff from cleaning up, you know, all the debris. Because you had, like, asbestos and all that they got caught up in. So, you know.
It's funny you say that, too, because after a few years after 2006, I started working in the building right next door to Ground Zero, which is a big post office.
but they have a few things in it. And I was working for New York City Housing Authority, and my window from the office that I worked in was literally, like, above the hole. Like, you could look right into everything.
Oh, no.
And every day, I used to go home with headaches. Every day. Every single day. And I used to forget, like, a lot. I don't know what it was, but I was constantly forgetting things. Yep, and I worked there for, like, 4 years. Right there.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people don't realize, like, you know, just that at the after effect. You know,
right.
Pretty bad too. Yeah. So, but God bless all who were affected, because you can still kind of feel their energy when you walk by them.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. A little while after they had just reopened that area, I can't remember like when it was. Might have been like the end of that next year, or maybe like 2 years later or something, but they had just started allowing people back in the area, and one of the stores over there actually cornered off, I guess you could say, for like a memorial. They left that part of the store exactly how it was from when the attacks happened. And they just built a glass around it and then reopened the rest of the store. So you could see, like, you know, all of the soot and everything that... It was like a clothing store, so all of the soot and everything. They left the racks of clothes still there with everything still all on it. And yeah, and I remember looking at that like, damn. Like, just the thought of it. It's just like, yikes.
Yeah, and where... I live in Hampton. I live right by the Air Force Base, so you could hear the warplanes leaving, fairly immediately to come to New York, D.C., and the state of Pennsylvania, you know, to pretty much shoot down any planes that they felt were going to hit buildings, you know, because there is debate whether they shot down the Pennsylvania plane, you know, we don't know. But,
I never heard
that. It crashed in the middle of Pennsylvania. You know, they say that the passengers took over the plane.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some people who think it was shot down, you know, to...
Wow.
You know, it collateral damage, I think they call it in military, you know, because either look at the White House or we shoot it out, you know. It's one of those things.
Wow.
But,
yo, that's crazy to think.
I don't know if that's true, so I don't want to say that, but that's, you know, those are the rumors out there, but apparently the passengers put it down. You know, there's movies on it and all that stuff. But.
Mm-hmm. You know, the government is pretty sneaky.
They probably did.
No.
Who knows?
The name,
I mean, my dad was
sneaky, government. Now, like a sneaky motherfucker.
Who knows? I mean, my dad was an admiral, so that's why I didn't hear from him, because he was already, you know, having to go into planning mode in terms of just how the military would respond. You know, but who knows what those meetings were about? He can't tell me.
Crazy. Thank you for sharing.
We have Sonia on our Facebook page. She says, in 9/11, I was at work, working at Revlon Cosmetics in NC. The plant manager shut down all the production lines and had televisions brought out on the production floor so we could all watch the news updates. Had it not been for him, the whole factory would have just been about oblivious to the situation at hand. It was complete silence throughout the entire factory. We all held hands and prayed. It didn't matter to which God we were praying to individually. During those moments, we were all united in prayer.
Wow.
So where were you on the night of September 11th? There's still a few minutes left for you to let us know, 646-716-8544. Or press 1 if you happen to be on the line already. But we're going to move on real quick to... last week, you weren't here, but was it last week or the week before where we talked about
Kaepernick? Talk about what?
Kaepernick, the guy, the football player who took a knee during the national anthem?
Oh, it must have been last week.
Were you here that week? Okay.
No.
So he basically had an epiphany one day, I guess, that he didn't want to respect the national anthem. And why?
Right.
It's because of the person who wrote the national anthem originally was, like, super racist. And, like, he also brought to light that there's a third verse to the national anthem that we don't hear.
Right.
Where the guy is basically, in a sense, like, condoning and celebrating the killing of slaves in this third verse.
Right.
But what, forget what president it was, but he decided this was going to be our national anthem. And for all these years, we just singing it and not really knowing the intent behind it. And we're just singing it and respecting it. And Kaepernick brought to the light these claims, so he's like, nah, I'm not respecting it no more. And a lot of athletes are joining him and not respecting it. So a lot of people during the national anthem, they're taking a knee. Instead of standing up,
wow,
they're taking a knee or sitting down. But it's costing some of them. This one guy, Brandon Marshall, he plays for the Carolina Panthers, and he decided to take a stand and take a knee. But he lost one of his endorsements behind it. He lost one of his sponsors. It was for a credit union, Air Academy Federal Credit Union. And they announced on their Facebook page that they were ending their partnership with him as a result of his actions. And I don't, do you think that's fair?
I think it should be by choice right now. At this day and age, it should be,
mm-hmm,
a choice if you want to stand,
yeah,
for the anthem or not.
Yeah, I think they wanted to, like, set an example in a sense, like,
right,
to try to scare other people and like, taking a stand.
Scare
on
them
it.
For what? Yeah, but scare them for what? Like, what are you scaring me about?
Like, because some people obviously feel like it's disrespectful, and I feel like a lot of the people who feel like it's disrespectful don't have a dog in the fight of social injustice. So they don't really care, or they just, like, turning their eye to it. And I feel like they should respect his freedom of speech.
Right.
To take a knee.
Right.
I don't feel like a person should lose endorsements. He's not.
Because of how he feels.
Right. He's not, like, committing a crime.
Right.
Like, that to me is kind of whack.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yo, I'm fucking this Starburst up right now from that 7-Eleven truck.
Oh, God. You and the 7-Eleven truck. Anyway.
Bruh. Anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah, so that's crazy. And we'll see if it affects how future athletes take a stand. Fat Joe spoke up yesterday, saying that he feels is disrespectful. And
I'm sorry.
No, you could. Was that a sneeze? What exactly was that?
No.
Oh,
was it?
I was about to say bless you. It has something to do with Fat Joe?
No.
But yeah, I think, well, for one, he's receiving hella backlash behind it, and rightfully so, because it's like, bruh, Come on, Fat Joe. Really?
You're not even, you Puerto Rican. Like, get out of here.
She didn't say get out of here. Lean back. Lean back.
He don't understand. That's why.
Yeah.
He could never definitely understand.
All right, let's move on to, I think I only got like one more thing, two more things here. The Galaxy Note. We're proud Galaxy owners, and the Galaxy Note 7, which just came out, was just recalled, like, probably like a week after it came out because the batteries were exploding. So what they were telling people to do was to send them the old phones back or bring them in, and they would be shipping them out new phones, new models. I don't know what was wrong that was causing these batteries to explode, but they literally would explode anywhere. I guess they would get overheated or whatever. And it kind of reminded me of the hoverboard situation. You know how those batteries was exploding. So the thing is, people were wondering, like, are they going to start banning them from airplanes, like how they banned the hoverboards? But what they decided to do was just, they told anybody who has a Note 7, they just said to turn it off completely and don't turn it on and don't charge it while on the airplane. But you know you got some hard-headed people.
No.
And now I'm going to be nervous next time I fly. Like, anybody only got a Note 7? Like,
that's crazy.
I don't know the explosion, because they make it seem like it's not going to be, like, enough to take out a building. I don't know how bad this explodes. Maybe there's a video or something on YouTube or something that shows it, but it's probably enough to, like, bruise your leg. What you think? You think it's how big do you think this explosion is?
Hello, the whole truck was on fire. Did you not?
That's because it caught on fire. Like, yeah, the thing exploded, but then you got leather seats or cloth seats, whatever the hell he had, and then it kept, you know, it grew. It's not like the phone just said boom and then the whole truck said boom, like in one shot. It was like a fire.
Listen, I feel a certain type of way now because I was just with one of my friends and he was bragging because he had the Note 7 Edge. You tell me that this nigga put my life in danger.
Right. You ain't know it. Well, they ain't say the Edge. I don't know if the Edge is one of them. They just said the Note 7, so.
Note 7. It says Note. That's no. Fuck that Edge part. It says Note 7.
Oh, man.
Fuck all that.
Crazy. So we'll see. I know Apple is hype right now because they just announced the iPhone 7, and then Samsung get hit with this BS.
What if that wasn't even a Samsung? Did they show the phone? Did they show it? Did they show the burnt phone on the news?
I don't know.
Because that could be Apple trying to debo the whole situation.
They probably broke in and
not even. I mean, that's the way.
Batteries.
That's the way. Or it could just been somebody they paid that man to say, oh, it was a Note 7. Illuminati.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Hashtag stay woke.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Well, I don't know. But I know my S7 Edge is Gucci. So that's all that matters.
And so is mine. Moving along.
You know, we spoke about Ryan Lochte and that BS that happened in Rio. So he finally was charged, in a sense. He was suspended for 10 months from swimming. And this means he's going to not be able to compete in the 2017 National Championships, which will make him ineligible for the 2017 World Championships, and he got to do 20 hours of community service and forfeit access to, and he got to give up his money that he got. Apparently, you get money when you win gold medals, and he had to return all of the money that he won.
Wow.
From these games.
That's what you get.
Right.
But what were they really doing is what I want to know.
No.
Being gay.
But, yeah. So, let's get ready to get into what blows mine. It's going to be the part of the show where we say what gets under our skin and what irks our nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that theme music popping. Hey, hey.
Let me tell you what blows my mind. I'm about to say it, and if you hate it, you can relate it. Just what blows my mind. I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody shut up. What blows my, like I said, is a part of the show. We say what gets under our skin, works our nerves. What have you seen, bruh?
Really?
646-716-8544. Press 1 if you happen to be on the line already. Well, it's only you and me, so one of us got to go first.
One of us got to go.
I'll start it.
Wow.
You got some?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see. What blows mine? You go first.
So I just read this article last night that says public masturbation is no longer a crime in Italy.
That's
as long
what?
As no kids are in sight. And it's like, what?
They wildin'.
So niggas just gonna be wanking off out there on the streets. And it's okay, and it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to walk by, hey, Bob, like, how's it going? Like, all right. Like, what?
Mm-mm.
What is happening?
Bugging. They bugging.
What if the U.S. is next?
That's definitely not happening. That's definitely not happening. It's not happening.
That's crazy, though. When I read that, I was like, wow.
That's crazy. What blows my... I'm going to say the single life.
Single life.
And the reason why I say the single life is because it's like, I'm tired of it. Like, I'm tired of the same shit. Like, I'm just tired. You meet somebody. You just meet somebody and... You know, you get to talking and y'all texting and y'all talking on the phone for a little while, you know. So they say the ultimate thing that just irks my fucking nerves. Send me a picture. Oh, what the fuck? I'm on Instagram. Follow me.
Right.
Like, I'm on Facebook. Why I need to send you a picture for? I want to see a picture that's not on Facebook or Instagram.
I think it's just
right,
more
like,
to feel special.
No. Why don't you send me a picture? But then they don't want no regular picture. They want you. They want a picture of your booty.
Mm-hmm.
They want a picture of all that. Like, nigga, why don't you send me a picture of your little ass dick? Send me a picture of that. Send me that. You want a picture of all my assets? Send me a picture of that little ding-a-ling. Then they stop. They stop asking. No, like, no, damn, what the fuck? No. I'm not sending you no picture. That should be blowing mine. Send me a picture of when I'm going to see you. Ugh. I got to get me a man soon.
I got to get me a man. Crazy.
Well, it is. Cup of season is right around the corner, so.
Right. You recruiting already?
It's draft time. I mean, I had some tryouts, but they ain't even make it.
Oh, man.
They ain't make it. They ain't make it. But I had, I got a few draft picks, but I don't know, because this shit got, I don't know. This is permanent, like, you know? I ain't trying to play no games. I got to deal with this person for a couple of months until the next season. Like, that's hard for me. The people just get on my nerves, so I don't know yet. What's up? What blows yours?
Actually, I don't think I got anything.
What blows mine is Anoa not being here. What blows mine is you having a turned up time when you're not
without
with me. And then when you're with me, you and BK Nate, y'all just like some pussies. Y'all don't really want to do shit. It's like y'all want to take me to get something to eat and then bring me home. Like, what kind of shit is that? You know, I like to turn up.
Like, you want to go to the movies?
Fuck out of here. I just said turn up, not go to sleep.
You know I love the movies, and that's probably why I
know, but
man,
that's what you get me
now
for. You want me to come and do
right
the boring shit. Nah.
Oh, man.
Keep that to yourself.
Crazy. I'm going to read, let's see if we got any more response for this question of the day before we get up out of here. You can't buy class on IG said, I had just walked into work and my director called us all in his office to see on TV, then let us go home to check on our loved ones. Where were you on the morning of September 11th, 2001? Anthony Prince on Instagram said, in Georgia, thinking the world was going to end.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Let me see if there's any others. In the meantime, Facebook.com/HollywoodAndFriends, HollywoodAndFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Miss Judy, where they could find you?
Miss Judy Miss Judy on Instagram. Two S's, two D's. Judy Powell on Snapchat. I think it's two U's. Judy P.A. on Facebook. And here on Sunday, baby. You gotta believe in me, baby.
I wanted to follow up, but I forget what else he said.
He's like, I want to be your mother, your father.
I
want to
be your father. Your uncle, your auntie, your mommy, your puppy.
You got to believe in me, baby.
Yo. I am Hollywood everywhere, Instagram, Facebook. At I am Hollywood NY on Snapchat. It's HOLIE though, not spelled like the city. At Hampton Blue, BLU.
We should go back.
At Hampton Blue Network. Go back where?
To LA.
Yeah. I'm going back to Cali. V trying to get me to come. Vanessa trying to get me to come for Halloween. She said it'd be lit
right
out there. But I don't know. I'm going to see. We'll see what happens. Mm. But, yeah, so that's about it.
Halloween is on a weekday this year.
Yeah, so people just pretty much going to celebrate
the
weekend prior. Usually if it falls in the middle of the week, you usually get 2 weekends to celebrate. But now,
right,
since it's on a Monday, it's just going to be that 1 week.
No, it's not on a Monday, is it? It's on a Thursday.
So.
No.
I think it's a Monday.
No, Thanksgiving is Thursday. My bad. All right, mom. Bye, y'all. Bye.
All right, thanks for listening. Fast shout out to everybody who gave some responses. Fast shout out to Stacy. And we out.
We out. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my part right here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.